Let's talk about the 1% in Asia. Author Kevin Kwan was born in Singapore, but he lives in New York, and he's just released a novel called Rich People Problems. It's the last installment in a trilogy called Crazy Rich Asians. The books revolve around a few families that jet around in private planes and drop millions on fancy clothes. Kwan told me why he wanted to tell these stories.
There were so many economic reports and newspaper articles sort of painting a very unflattering light of the money coming out of Asia, you know, articles in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. And I really wanted to show the human side of this, the intimate side of this, you know, the sort of Downton Abbey in Asia plot lines of what it is like to be part of a family or a dynasty that's part of great wealth in Asia.
So give us a quick sketch of what the series is about.
You know, the series revolves around a large extended family called the Yung Shang clan. And it kicked off with book one when Nicholas Yung, who is the sort of heir to the fortune, he's living in New York City and he's a professor at NYU. And he invites his girlfriend, also a professor at NYU, her name is Rachel Chu, back to Singapore with him for a friend's wedding. And Rachel, you know, the heroine of the books, is an American-born Chinese who has really no experience of contemporary Asia. And when he takes her back home to the island of Singapore, she doesn't realize that she's stepping in all these different social landmines. And she doesn't realize, of course, that she's dating the most eligible man in Asia. So the knives are out for her, the future mother-in-law, all the other women in his life. And it creates for a nice sort of nasty, fun drama.
Now, you've lived for many years in the U.S. I'm curious whether living here made you reflect back and think, gee, I've got some good writing material.
It really did. You know, I think when you're in the bubble or in the goldfish tank, you really can't see beyond it. But, you know, I moved to the United States when I was 11 years old. And since then, I think I've been sort of trying to make sense of the unusual upbringing that I had. So I remember clearly one day, you know, randomly, I was taken to a friend's house and they had a vintage car collection ranging from vintage Rolls Royces to, I think there was a Lotus and a Lamborghini and several Ferraris. So they had this entire courtyard filled with these museum piece cars. And of course, you know, in the house, they had a pond in the middle of the living room where there were baby sharks. And that makes its way into my books. You know, sort of going into this beautiful grand living room and almost being enveloped by a tropical rainforest growing out of a pond in the middle of the living room. These are things you don't forget as a child.
One reason your books are so funny is that they seem to go really over the top. I mean, in your first book, an Asian family's turned away from a fancy London hotel room, so they buy the hotel. I mean, were you trying to paint a realistic portrait of the super wealthy in Asia, or were you also taking creative license?
I mean, at the end of the day, this is really high satire. You know, these are comedies of manners. It's meant to be funny. It's meant to be a very amusing and entertaining, hopefully. But so much of it comes from the truth. You know, that first story that kicks off the series, this family arriving in London in the mid-80s and being thrown out of the hotel because they are Asian, is a very real story. It's actually based on something that happened to a family that I know. So it's no coincidence that three of the top hotels in London are owned by Singaporeans.
Now, speaking of private planes and buying up hotels, some of your characters seem almost like Asian versions of business people. I mean, dare I say Donald Trump. I mean, how do rich people in Asia compare to rich people in the U.S.?
Yeah, it did lead to some very interesting sort of soul searching. You know, one of the things that I do in my book is I really delineate the different class systems and the different types of money, because there has existed for centuries now an old money culture in Singapore that's very similar to, you know, sort of the WASP or the British aristocracy. But these great fortunes, these old fortunes, are clashing against so much of the new money that's been made over the past 30, 20 years in Singapore, in Southeast Asia. And then, of course, there's been the advent of the very, very new instant money coming from mainland China. So it's really about how all these different classes of money clash with one another.
You clearly enjoy making fun of wealthy Asian families, but there are also some very relatable characters, like the childhood friends Nick Young and Colin Koo. How did you strike a balance between satire and sympathy toward your characters?
You know, at the end of the day, I think these characters became very real to me. Their motivations, their fears, their desires, and their struggles. Even the rich have struggles.
In the U.S. these days, there's a lot of kind of chafing against the 1%. Does that chafing go on places like Singapore, too?
Very much so. Increasingly, people there are really noticing the wealth disparity. And so a lot of the elite have really gone underground with their spending. But I think there's always a crowd that will always try to flash their bling.
Kevin Kwan is a Singaporean writer and author of the very funny Crazy Rich Asians trilogy. Kevin, thanks a lot.
It's been a pleasure.